More news stories now, including stolen pigeons and a march round the Ring Road, Her Majesty's 90th birthday, but first to the future of the energy park.
Controversial proposals for a £370 million energy park on the edge of Norwich city centre have been revived after an investment injection by mystery backers. The future of Generation Park looked uncertain after Norwich Powerhouse, set up to oversee its creation on land between Thorpe St Andrew and Whitlingham, revealed it was struggling to secure investment. But project initiator Professor Trevor Davis revealed a group of businessmen had come forward to provide investment which should enable decisions on whether the scheme should get planning permission. The project, due to include a straw pellet burning plant, 120 new homes, student accommodation, an education centre, a research base, 11 acres of parkland plus new cycle routes and walkways, has been put on hold, with £3 million owed to creditors. Norwich City Council and the Broads Authority, which are due to consider whether to grant planning permission, recently issued an ultimatum to the developers. Professor Davis, Pro Vice Chancellor for Research, Enterprise and Engagement at the University of East Anglia, which has put £2.25 million into the project, said, "Norwich Powerhouse has sent a letter to the City Council and the Broads Authority saying we have secured the next stage of funding and will be continuing with the planning process. The funding is being provided by a small group of local businessmen. They are experienced and successful businessmen who want to remain anonymous. They bring the right range of skills to bring forward, and we are having discussions with the group to take it further forward if the planning application is successful."
Three fire crews were called to rescue a person from the River Wensum in Norwich. Appliances from Carrow, Earlham and Sprowston were sent to Riverside Road. When they arrived, the person had already been rescued and was being cared for by a paramedic.
Allotment owners are collecting donations for a man after he had dozens of breeding pigeons stolen from his plot. The tumbler pigeons were taken from a loft in the Mousehold Avenue South allotments when suspects cut the padlock of the shed and broke the hinges of the door before stealing all but three birds. It is believed that they used a wheelbarrow to cart the birds to a vehicle parked behind the lock gate to the allotment on Balfour Street. Police had reports of 60 birds being stolen, but members of the allotment believe the figure is closer to 30. The birds belong to a man who has no speech and is deaf. Michael Lansdell, an officer at the Mousehold Avenue South Allotment Association, believed that it was a targeted theft. He said whoever took the birds only left three, and they were all non-breeders, so it looks like they knew what they were doing. After the pigeons were taken, he didn't want to keep birds ever again, as he was devastated. But as a community, we are encouraging him to keep going with his hobby. The allotment community is collecting donations for the pigeon owner. The man has had a plot at the allotment for more than 20 years, and so far, over £60 has been raised for him. Roger Jackham, who owns a plot opposite him, said he cannot understand why someone would do such a thing. The poor chap is dedicated to birds and it has been a lifelong hobby for him, he said. People who do this kind of thing really have no feeling for others at all.
A school where one pupil's only criticism was that they could not sleep there is celebrating after retaining its good rating in its latest Ofsted report. The inspection of Garrick Green Infant School in Old Catton saw it praised for the exceptionally hard work of staff and governors to make sure it remained good. In a letter to headteacher Rebecca Dewing, Inspector Julia Winyard wrote, "You and the staff have created a joyful and welcoming place where pupils are keen to learn and do their best. Most parents agree that it is a brilliant school. They say their children love coming to school. Pupils feel the same way about their school, and one said, the only bad thing is you can't sleep here. Her letter said 18 months ago, Norfolk County Council judged the school had lost its good status because standards had remained around average for 3 years. She said after the initial shock, you and the staff responded very positively to this. You work exceptionally well as a team, and in doing so, you have successfully dealt with the issues that were stopping pupils from doing better. The letter said in 2015, standards were higher, particularly in phonics, the method used to teach children to read, mathematics, and the number of children who achieved a good level of development by the end of their reception year. She added that the pupils are on track to do even better in 2016.
More than 20 drivers have been ticketed by police following an operation in the city. It included one person who was found to have no insurance, no licence, and no seatbelt after being stopped for speeding. Police monitored traffic along Earlham Road near the UEA as part of an ongoing operation to make the roads safer. They issued 12 speeding tickets, with one driver stopped for travelling at 46 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. Two vehicles were also seized by police because the drivers having no insurance. PC Dan Taylor said, "Every 2 months we carry out this operation. This has been one of the most successful days we've done because of the sheer number of drivers ticketed." Other offences included one person who was driving while on a mobile phone and another who was found not to be in proper control of the vehicle. The operation involved a team of 11 police specials and two regular officers. They used handheld speed cameras and an automatic number plate recognition vehicle looked for people driving with no insurance.
An idea over a pint to raise a few hundred pounds has evolved into an annual march against cancer, raising almost £125,000 in memory of Cheryl Sisson. Maidshead regulars Gordon Collingsworth and Ivan Checkleborough wanted to chip in after hearing the news Mrs. Sisson, wife of local policeman Richard, was suffering from cancer. They dreamt up the plan to walk the 11.5 miles around the Norwich Ring Road for Macmillan Cancer Support, and after their 17th year, Mr. Collingsworth said he was amazed at how the humble event had grown. "At first, we just thought it was going to be two people walking it and maybe bring in a couple of £100," he said. The landlord heard us talking and asked, "What are you two scheming?" After we told him, it just snowballed from there. Sadly, Cheryl died before the first walk took place, but the whole thing has built from there. The event has now raised a total of £124,755,000 for Macmillan Cancer Support.
A Norwich-based writer has had his debut novel selected for a prestigious national shortlist. Benjamin Johncock, who lives in the Golden Triangle with his wife and two children, was shortlisted for the Authors Club Best First Novel Award for The Last Pilot. First published in July last year, it was also shortlisted for the East Anglian Book Award 2015 and praised as the best debut novel I've read in years by author Joanne Harris. Set against 1940s America, it follows the story of Jim Harrison, a test pilot in the US Air Force, who has the chance to become one of the world's first astronauts. In the book, he combines fiction and nostalgia with real history.
Crowds wave flags and shed tears during the Queen's birthday celebration. Hundreds of people gathered outside City Hall to wish a remarkable woman a happy birthday. The church bells rang and opera singer Emma Newell entertained onlookers. People of all ages waved their union flags during the young singer's performance on the top of City Hall steps. Anne Watkins, 64, from Attleborough, said, "We had to come. It is the Queen's birthday and we couldn't go to Windsor. She is an amazing woman. I love her to bits." Another well-wisher, Jenny Wen, 50, from North Norwich, said, "We are not going to have another 90-year-old queen in our lifetime. She is a remarkable woman." City Hall was lit up in red, white and blue to mark the occasion. Many visitors dressed up in patriotic colours And one little girl, Devanshi Jane, 4, dressed as a princess for Her Majesty. Crowds gathered at the bottom of City Hall steps to see the beacon being lit. Bill Ewers from Norwich had the honour of lighting the beacon, as he was also celebrating his 90th birthday. Now to our first feature, written by Derek James, recalling a collection of watercolours done by an interesting man. Here is Sarah to tell us more.